This segment's brought to you by CombatTheFat.com. Discover how the advanced strategies of the U.S. military inspired the revolutionary weight loss system that's been proven to burn fat 288% faster than anything else you've ever tried. Enlist for your fat-burning mission now at CombatTheFat.com.
Hi there, it's Jeff Anderson, and welcome to 101 Sneaky Weight Loss Tricks. You know, there was a time when the thought of losing weight didn't even occur in our society. People ate what mom cooked for dinner, and they went to work. The difference in that society and today's society is that work was not behind a computer screen, but on their feet in the fields or on the warehouse floor. People worked physically because that was the only way to work. In fact, that's why it was called work. It was often during that time that people could eat anything they wanted because they were burning many more calories than they consumed. I mean, seriously, if you think about it, how many farmhands, cowboys, and ranchers are fat? There aren't many. Think about their lifestyles. They get up, have a cup of coffee and breakfast, go to work, come in for lunch, go to work, come in for dinner, and then go to bed early enough to get up in the morning and do it all over again. In the meantime, they get good sun and fresh air and consume fresh water all day long. It truly is a healthy lifestyle. Unfortunately, most people now work indoors, sitting down, and still eat three meals a day, but have to do it so quickly you don't even get the opportunity to taste it. Our lifestyles have changed so drastically and our comforts have increased tenfold. As they say, every rose has its thorn, and for our society, our desire to have comfortable lives and to work less has begun to show around the waistline. That's why today, fat and weight loss is such an important aspect in our life. We're fatter than we've ever been before. The word weight loss programs will catch the attention of anybody listening in on a conversation or watching television. In fact, that's one of the most popular keywords searched on the internet today. And it's no wonder considering the downward spiral so many in our society find themselves in now. And the hardest challenges with gaining weight is that the more weight you gain, the harder it is to change bad habits and the more dangerous it becomes to your health. Extra weight spells illness. Whether it's in the form of diabetes or a heart condition, it's bound to show up if you don't do something about it. You have to be proactive in weight gain, and you have to work it off until it gets to a point where you no longer have to control it, but rather simply make healthy habits a way of life. It's not necessarily about being toned and sculpted and having six-pack abs, but you need to at least be at a weight that's not life-threatening. You can work on the abs later. Right now, you just need to shed some extra body fat. As society realizes what is happening and that we are overweight as a whole, people are trying to play catch up and work from behind. They're trying to lose weight and live a healthier lifestyle. Well, these tips that I'm going to share with you in this program focus on little things that you can do that address the factors we all struggle with in gaining weight. It's amazing how little changes in your life can add up to you easily losing 10, 20, 50, or more pounds, and they all revolve around eating right and getting your body moving. So let's get started. As I go through each one of these 101 fast and sneaky weight loss tips, think about your own lifestyle and daily agenda and search for ways that you can implement them into your day. Write down the ones that really raise an eyebrow for you and map out your game plan to put some action behind them. Reinforce these little changes daily until they become habit, then review the program again for your next tips to target. In no time, you'll have developed healthier habits that come naturally and will support your long-term weight loss goals. Now let's start off with an area that's so simple but can be such a powerful weight loss tool, and it comes in what you drink when it comes to weight loss. And first and foremost, people don't realize that what they drink is the first step in losing weight. In fact, most people don't know that when they feel hungry, they may actually be dehydrated, and they're really thirsty, not hungry. Water is your best friend. 70% of your body weight is nothing but water. This is also why water plays an important role in weight control. So, tip number one is drink ice water. Yes, you know that you need to drink about 8 glasses of water per day for your body to burn fat and flush toxins out of your system. But a study from Germany revealed that ice water is more rapidly absorbed by the body and increases your metabolic rate by as much as 30% for 2 to 3 hours. Have a large glass of ice water as soon as you get up in the morning, and it will fight your body's dehydrated state from the last 6 to 8 hours and jolt your metabolism out of its slumber to get a fat-dissolving start on your day. Now, tip number two, drink hot cocoa. Okay, if you have a chocolate weakness, this will not only help you survive it, but burn more fat in the process. Buy some unsweetened cocoa powder. Don't buy the packaged hot chocolate stuff. And look at the recipe on the back of the cocoa to make their version of it. Use non-fat milk and either a natural sugar substitute or a half scoop of vanilla whey protein powder and cook it up on the stove. You'll get the satisfying shot of chocolate along with muscle-feeding, fat-burning protein and a mega shot of healthy antioxidants. Tip number 3, make your own soda pop. Now listen, soda is the absolute worst thing you can put in your body, period. All sodas are sweetened with lots of sugar. In fact, the worst kind of sugar, high fructose corn syrup. The more you can cut it out of your diet, the better. Also, diet soda is still soda. It may not have as much sugar, but it has other chemicals and components that are not good for your body either. If you're one of the bazillion soda addicts out there, make your own instead by combining a small amount of fresh 100% juice and a little bit of club soda or mineral water. Tip number 4, replace fruit juice with fruit. Now, fruit juice isn't as healthy as most people think it is. Juice actually has a lot of sugar in it as well. If you're craving a glass of juice, drink fresh fruit juice out of a juicer, or better yet, just eat the same kind of fruit instead. So if you like orange juice, you'll find a fresh orange even more satisfying, believe it or not. Plus, fresh fruit provides your body with much needed fiber as well as better assimilation of vitamins and minerals. Tip number 5, drink your coffee. Not many people know that coffee actually provides more antioxidants to the American diet than any other food or beverage. That doesn't mean you should hook up an intravenous drip of caffeine throughout the day. You really shouldn't have more than about 500 milligrams a day. But just know that coffee in moderation not only provides a pick-me-up, but is also helping you to burn more fat and increase your lifespan. For best results without the added calories, drink it black. But here are some other coffee tricks to help you lose more weight. Tip number 6, the healthy hot mochaccino. If you're one of those sweet coffee drinkers and your forwarding address is the corner Starbucks, you should probably know that you're getting over 600 calories in that venti white chocolate mocha. That's like eating two big pieces of chocolate cake. Instead, brew your own black coffee and add unsweetened vanilla soy milk and a scoop of either vanilla or chocolate whey protein powder to it and blend it gently in a blender. Microwave it back up to steaming and you'll get all the taste of the expensive fattening commercial brand with a shot of muscle-feeding, fat-burning protein. Plus, the coffee and cocoa tag team for a powerful boost of healthy antioxidants. Tip number 7, the healthy Frappuccino. Again, the goal isn't to load up on caffeine throughout the day, but different people drink coffee at different times of the day and are drawn to different types of coffee drinks. One other popular brand is the ice-blended Frappuccino. It's like a coffee shake, only again, it's loaded with the worst kind of calories. As an alternative, spoon sugar-free non-fat vanilla yogurt into an ice cube tray and freeze it into cubes overnight. Then add them to a blender with a splash of fat-free milk or unsweetened vanilla soy milk, a teaspoon of instant coffee crystals, and a scoop of vanilla or chocolate whey protein powder. This will taste so good, you'll swear it's not good for you, but it really is. If you want to cut down on the caffeine, just use the caffeinated instant coffee instead. Tip number 8, drink a cup of coffee before exercising. If you're a caffeinated coffee drinker, the short burst of energy you receive will help you get motivated for your exercise session, decrease your feeling of fatigue during your workout so you can work out longer and easier, and it's even mildly thermogenic to help you burn more fat. Tip number 9, drink green tea. Green tea has been used as a medicine in China for over 4,000 years. It aids the digestive system, it can help ease an overly full stomach, and it's been linked to a reduction in cancer risk. But for weight loss, the main ingredient in green tea, EGCG, maintains high norepinephrine levels in your body to keep your metabolism revved up. One study published in the Journal of Nutrition even reported that subjects who drank green tea during their workouts lost significantly more belly fat than those who didn't. The health and weight loss benefits of drinking green tea are enormous, and if you're looking for optimum health and a body to die for, drink green tea throughout the day and consider drinking it during your workouts. Tip number 10, if you drink alcohol, opt for dry red wine. Now, dry red wine is better than your sweet wines because sweet wines have more sugar. Dry wines have sugar, but most of it's been fermented away into alcohol, and from a weight gaining perspective, dry is better. Plus, dry red wines contain certain antioxidants that are beneficial to your health. My recommendation is a California Pinot Noir that has the highest level of antioxidants. Not a wine drinker? Then tip number 11 is drink more beer. I know that the words beer and belly don't exactly make a great combination, but animal studies have shown that the bitter compounds from the hops in beer have an anti-inflammatory effect on the body and may help you lose more fat. Now, the key is to not have more than one bottle per day for this to work, and dark beers will contain more of the active compounds you're looking for. And no, having all seven beers on Saturday night is not the same thing. In fact, in tip number 12, avoid late-night social drinking. After a few drinks, most people get the munchies, and when you're feeling a little inebriated and hungry, you won't be able to make rational decisions regarding your diet. Unfortunately, this usually happens at night, and your body hates it when you overeat at night because your metabolism slows way down while you sleep. So it's going to store away all those extra calories around your waist as body fat. Now let's talk about how to eat well and still lose the pounds, okay? Because when most people think about losing weight and eating, they think about dieting. Well, unfortunately, all of the fad diets out there tend to cause people to gain weight. Why? Because they starve them to death, and the person eventually breaks down and eats everything in sight because they're so damn hungry. And they also deprive them of the foods that they love. And this is not the way to lose weight, nor is it even a way to live. You only cause yourself stress, which usually causes you to gain even more weight. And it's a real vicious cycle. The main reason we are so overweight is because of our relationship with food. In our society, we tend to concentrate on quantity. We simply want as much as we can get instead of the best food that we can get. Quantity always beats out quality, when it should be exactly the other way around. So, in eating right, there are a few tips that you can follow each and every day, and they're not going to deprive you of the foods that you love. But instead, treat those foods as luxury items so you enjoy them that much more. So let's progress with tip number 13. Eat fresh fruit and vegetables that have high water content. Now, these are foods like tomatoes, watermelons, cantaloupe, oranges, grapes, and you get the idea. All of those fresh and flavorful juicy fruits and veggies are good for you. These items contain about 90 to 95% water, so you can eat all of these that you want and they will fill you up without adding on the pounds. Now next, I'm going to go over some real superfoods, and adding these to your diet is going to give you amazing super weight loss powers. And tip number 14 is kiwis. These little green powerhouses have about twice as much vitamin C as an orange, and it's a powerful, potent protector of nitric oxide levels in your body. This helps increase blood flow and can help with everything from pumping up muscle size and mobilizing fat to helping you achieve stronger, harder erections if you're a guy. Not too bad for a little green fruit. Eat one kiwi before your exercise session, another one immediately after to really maximize your training's muscle-building, fat-melting effects. Tip number 15 on the superfoods chart, grapefruit. Researchers at the Scripps Clinic in San Diego, California reported that test subjects who ate half a grapefruit or drank 8 ounces of fresh unsweetened grapefruit juice 3 times a day without changing any other element of their diet lost an average 4 extra pounds in 12 weeks. I mean, some even lost more than 10 pounds, and this is without dieting. The reason why is that grapefruit drastically reduces your levels of the fat-promoting hormone insulin, allowing your body to burn more fat throughout the day. Next on the superfoods list is tip number 16, avocados. And actually, you may have been warned to stay away from avocados due to their high fat content. That would be a mistake. The monounsaturated fat in avocados actually boosts your muscle-feeding, fat-melting hormones, keeps your insulin levels balanced, enhances calcium absorption, and is jam-packed with huge amounts of potassium, a mineral that's proving helpful to losing weight and lowering blood pressure, but is deficient in nearly everybody's diet. Add some avocado slices to salads and sandwiches, or make up a batch of delicious guacamole by adding some tomatoes, cilantro, lime, and this upcoming superfood, tip number 17, chili peppers. Chili peppers do more than just add more spice to your meals. the active chemical NIM, capsaicin, directly increases calorie burning while reducing hunger and food intake. That's why it's added to so many fat-burning supplements these days. In fact, research has shown it to cause newly formed fat cells to literally self-destruct. So add some spicy peppers to your meals and use fresh hot salsa as a healthy condiment. Now, next up on the superfood list, tip number 18, cottage cheese. Look, your body needs protein to build and maintain muscle tissue. And as you know, the more muscle you have, the more fat you'll burn all day and all night. Well, cottage cheese is about as good as it gets when it comes to protein power and convenience. Now, one cup has about 28 grams of slow-digesting protein and only 6 grams of carbohydrates. Now, have a cup for lunch to provide your muscles with a steady flow of protein to avoid muscle breakdown and make you feel fuller for longer. Have another cup at night for a snack to avoid the munchies and give your body another shot of protein for your most powerful muscle-building period while you sleep. Now, let's talk about eating at night, because tip number 19 is defeating late-night munching. Now, even the most die-hard dieter can cave in to late-night cravings. But instead of reaching for the chips, keep Ziploc baggies of celery sticks and raw broccoli, cauliflower, and red bell peppers with some low-fat or fat-free cream cheese available. The crunch of these fresh, crispy vegetables is extremely satisfying and won't sabotage your waistline. Tip number 20, snack on fat. If you've been avoiding dietary fat because the low-fat diet craze brainwashed you into thinking that eating fat equals getting fat, then I have some news for you. The right kinds of fats are actually very difficult for your body to turn into blubber because they're considered functional and that your body has a use for them in developing strong cell structure and hormone enhancement. In fact, not only will healthy fats not make you fat, but they'll actually promote fat loss. Keep your fat intake up to about 30% of your daily calories, but snack throughout the day on things like fresh, unsalted nuts and natural peanut butter to really crank up the fat burning. Tip number 21, short circuit boredom eating. If you have teenagers, you know the zombie walk they make to the refrigerator over and over again when they're bored. Many adults turn into impulse eaters because they get bored and lazily go to the refrigerator for something to do. Look, you're not 13 anymore. It's time to grow up. Analyze what triggers your own impulse eating and short-circuit the refrigerator response with a glass of ice-cold water and an activity like a simple walk around the block. Tip number 22 is the mobile phone trick. Now look, forget the exhausting anal retentive food log that you were told to fill out. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin at Madison found that test subjects who took pictures of everything that they ate for a week lost more weight than those who kept a food log. They discovered that taking the pictures triggered a more critical evaluation of the food before eating it, and the subjects ended up making better food choices as a result. So if your cell phone has a camera feature, use it to capture an image log of all you eat for a week and cycle through the photos for a dose of reality and reinforcement of good choices that you've made. Tip number 23, time your cheating. Losing weight doesn't mean you have to give up your favorite cheat foods, but you have to eat smarter. Time a cheat meal for immediately after your exercise session when your body's blood sugar is low and your sugar is more likely to be burned as energy rather than stored as body fat. Plus, if you've had an intense training session, your muscles will actually need to have their sugar reserves replenished in order to avoid rapid breakdown and be able to recover faster. But don't overdo it. And this strategy should only be used following high-intensity exercise like resistance training. It's not a free pass to down a gallon of Häagen-Dazs, but a piece of chocolate cake or a few slices of pizza along with a protein shake to offer some high-quality muscle support is absolutely fine. Tip number 24, deploy your emergency response plan. Okay, this is not a get out of jail free card to be used as an excuse to binge, but you may find a time or two when you made a bad choice and overstuffed yourself at a meal. Well, the chain reaction in your body is to immediately turn those extra calories into fat, and the clock is ticking. So here's what to do. First, don't follow your meal up with any sort of sugar. Sugar is going to spike your insulin, and it's going to shotgun those extra calories straight to your hips, butt, belly, and thighs. Next, take a 20 to 30 minute walk immediately after your meal. The activity is going to actually help your body break down the nutrients, and sensing that you're moving around, your body will use those extra calories that you just ate as readily available fuel to be burned off rather than storing them away. Tip number 25, travel healthy. If you travel a lot, bring your own healthy snacks on the plane, such as raw, unsalted nuts and a few protein bars. Keep some replacements in your computer bag for that impromptu hunger pains that come up while waiting for business clients who are late for appointments. Tip number 26, your glove box arsenal. Always keep a few low-carb protein bars in your car's glove box or console for those times when you're driving around and you get hungry. This muscle-feeding, fat-burning option is much better than whipping into the drive-in of the next fast food joint you see up ahead. Tip 27, become a part-time vegetarian. A vegetarian lifestyle really is a healthier option. If you can't cut meat out completely, try doing it every other week. You'll naturally eat more fruits and vegetables, which you know are healthy, and the more meat you cut out, the more unhealthy fat you can cut out of your diet as well. However, protein is important, so be certain that your options allow you to maintain good protein levels. Pick up a vegetarian cookbook or magazine, and you'll find more than enough delicious options that will not leave you feeling deprived. Tip number 28, opt for dark chocolate as an occasional sweet. Look for a brand that has at least 60% cocoa, 70% is even better, and comes in individual wrappers. Dark chocolate is high in antioxidants, but don't look at it as a healthy meal. Have no more than one small piece per day, perhaps after lunch, so you get the taste without going overboard. Now we're going to talk about some secret weapon supplements. And there's no need for trendy, fancy, expensive, and largely worthless fat burner supplements. Any of the tips in this program will most likely do more for you than any of the powders, pills, and potions you see marketed on TV, online, or in magazines. But there are a few that are proven powerhouses for destroying body fat. And fortunately, they're super cheap. Here are four of the best. Tip number 29 on the secret weapon supplements list, conjugated linoleic acid. Conjugated linoleic acid, or CLA, has shown time and time again to do double duty in building lean muscle tissue while burning off unwanted body fat. There's even growing evidence that it specifically targets belly fat to slim your waist down faster. Now look for 1 gram gel capsules and take one capsule with a meal 3 times a day with, tip number 30, fish oil. Now fish oil capsules contain omega-3 fatty acids and are extremely powerful in promoting fat loss and are even enhanced further by a consistent exercise regimen. Fish oil offers numerous other health benefits and should be one of those lifelong vitality supplements that are a staple in your supplement regimen. Like CLA, you want to take one capsule with a meal 3 times a day. Next up, tip number 31, clean out the pipes. Now remember when grandma used to tell you that you need more roughage and you just kind of rolled your eyes? Well, you should have trusted her wisdom. And not to get all icky on you, but chances are you're not getting enough fiber from your current diet, and your intestinal tract is all gunked up with rotten, decaying food that's not passing through fast enough. This can lead to toxins seeping into your bloodstream and can inhibit proper absorption of nutrients from the food that you take in. To combat this problem, try consuming up to 1 tablespoon of psyllium seed hulls each morning. Maybe start out with 1 teaspoon and work your way up. Psyllium bulks up in your intestinal tract and works like a broom to sweep through and clean you out. I mean, like, really clean you out. In fact, it's not unusual to lose a fast 2 to 5 pounds in a week just from your initial cleansing. Just mix the powder into a small glass of juice or water and drink it immediately. Follow it up with another 8 to 12 ounce glass of water and make sure that you stay well hydrated throughout the day to avoid cramps and constipation. And finally, in our secret weapon supplements, tip number 32, melatonin. Now, melatonin is your body's master hormone that regulates the balance of all your other hormones, as well as your natural circadian rhythm and sleep cycles. Unfortunately, our natural stores of this hormone decrease beginning in our mid-20s and then drop steadily. Weight loss is largely about hormone balance in your body. In order to increase the fat-burning hormones while decreasing the fat-storing hormones, you first have to bow to the master hormone your body is most likely deficient in. try taking 3 milligrams of melatonin about 30 minutes before bed each night. With continued use, you'll notice that you sleep better and you'll lose more weight. Now, tip number 33, we have one more secret from Grandma. One of the biggest reasons why good supplements fail is that people simply forget to take them. So go to your local pharmacy and pick up one of those compartmentalized pill storage boxes that you often see elderly medicine takers using. These all have individual chambers for every day of the week, and even multiple compartments for each day for people who need to take medicine at various times. Buy one with 3 compartments for each day, and then put a week's worth of your supplement pills for morning, afternoon, and evening in there, and place it somewhere visible to remember to take them at the right times. Okay, now here are a few tips that will help you lose those extra pounds by simply changing how you shop for and prepare your food. How food is cooked has just as much to do with how healthy it is or is not, and can even ruin the healthiest food in your cart. Plus, I'll even throw in some of my best restaurant survival strategies. So let's start with tip number 34, don't shop hungry. And when you hit the grocery store hungry, all sorts of things can end up in your shopping cart that shouldn't be there, as temptation slowly picks away at your willpower aisle by aisle. Prepare a list beforehand and stick to it. Tip number 35, shop the outer ring. When grocery shopping, stay away from the inner aisles as much as possible. If you look at how stores are set up, 90% of what's good for you and on your shopping list is located in the outer perimeter. Fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy. Well, the inner aisles are designed to bottleneck you and lure you into adding in processed foods, snacks, and sweets that show up as targets of opportunity. Tip number 36, beware of serving size scams. Look, food producers got smart, okay? They try to camouflage hidden calories by listing the nutritional information only for a small portion of their packaged goods. So a packaged muffin may look like low-cal until you read that there are actually 2 servings in the wrapper, and you really have to double the number of calories that are printed on the label. Tip number 37, buy grass-fed meats. If you do eat red meat, look for free-range grass-fed versions that are higher in the natural fat-burning fat called conjugated linoleic acid. Popped up again. Tip number 38, the dyslexic trick. When you're grocery shopping for yourself and your family, read the ingredients of what you're eating. If you can't pronounce it, don't eat it. Processed foods cause us to have cravings and elevate blood sugar, both of which cause weight gain. Tip number 39, be leery of no-fat and low-fat food items. Now, there are many of these food items on the market, but they are not exactly healthy. Many of them have used some sort of chemical or carbohydrate to sweeten them so that they taste better. However, the body turns these chemicals and carbohydrates into sugar in the body, which means they're still getting turned into fat. Tip number 40, tap into your hidden psychic powers. Wondering if a food you're looking to purchase at the store is good for you or not? All right, well, this is going to freak you out a little bit, but I'm asking you to try it anyway. Hold the food at your chest with both hands and close your eyes. Then say internally, forward if it's good for me, backward if it's bad for me. Forward if it's good for me, backward if it's bad for me. Keep saying this over and over and relax your body. You'll feel your body naturally sway forwards and backwards slightly and then strongly pull you in one direction. Don't try to force it, just relax and let it happen. Whichever direction you are strongly pulled toward, that's your answer. Okay, it's called muscle testing, and it's a solo version of communicating with your own body's electromagnetic field and what your body is in tune with. Now, there's no devil worshiping or voodoo chicken sacrifices here. It's just science. It's freaky science, but it's science nonetheless. Tip number 41, don't carry cash with you. When you're hungry, those vending machines go from whispering your name to shouting it over a loudspeaker. If you don't carry any cash with you, those M&Ms propped up in space B7 can scream all they want, and you won't be able to give in to their temptation. Tip number 42, make your protein shake thicker. When you mix up your protein shake, try making it thicker by adding less liquid. A study from Purdue University showed that subjects who drank a thicker shake with identical nutrition to a thinner one were less hungry and remained fuller longer. Tip number 43, French fried fat burning. Look, fried foods suck. They're immersed in fat and oil, and even after the excess has been drained away, there is still oil absorbed into the food item itself. Fortunately, practically any food that's fried can also be baked. That includes fresh cut potatoes for French fries. Not the frozen variety that you get at the store. Fresh cut potatoes. For an even healthier and tastier alternative, cut up some raw sweet potatoes in the French fries and put them in a large Ziploc freezer bag with a little bit of extra virgin olive oil. Spread them on a cookie sheet and then sprinkle with them a little bit of chili powder and bake at $400 until tender brown. Tip number 44, pour on the cinnamon. A recent study found that consuming just 1 to 6 grams of cinnamon powder a day for 40 days reduced fasting blood glucose levels by as much as 29%, increased good cholesterol, and decreased bad cholesterol. The non-cinnamon group, no changes at all. Translation, you will burn more fat. So add cinnamon to oatmeal, poultry, meats like lamb, curries, black beans, and then put some in a mixture of low-fat or fat-free cottage cheese along with some fresh apples or pears for a delicious dessert-like treat. Tip number 45, chew your food at least 12 to 15 times. This adds saliva to the food that digests the sugar. When food isn't eaten properly and is just swallowed, you fill your stomach with food that isn't ready to be digested and it doesn't yield the healthy benefits that you can get from it. Tip number 46, the apple appetizer. On your way to the restaurant, eat an apple in the car. This begins to fill up your stomach and triggers your body's I'm going to be full soon chemical response. Since you won't be ravenously hungry when you're looking at the menu, you're less likely to choose the really fattening, decadent foods that you normally may be pulled toward. Tip number 47, order the salad. When dining out, always opt for a salad before your meal. Your body starts registering that you're eating and you'll be feeling fuller sooner. So it releases chemicals to allow you to stop eating sooner too. Ever order hors d'oeuvres and then as the meal is coming, it feels like you could already stop eating, but you don't? That's what I'm talking about. Also, the high water content in the vegetables will fill you up sooner, and you know you're getting high-quality vitamins and minerals from your first course. Just be sure to opt for dark green salads like mixed field greens or spinach if they're available instead of the less nutrient-dense iceberg variety. Now, tip number 48 is the great salad lie. Now, when making or ordering a salad when on a diet, you've probably been told to choose a low-fat or fat-free dressing, right? Well, don't. Certain vitamins that are locked away in vegetables are fat-soluble, meaning that they need fat in order to be absorbed by the body. Topping your salad with fat-free dressing means you'll actually get less nutrition from your meal. But that doesn't mean go to the creamy ranches and blue cheese versions. If you can avoid it, opt instead for healthy oils like extra virgin olive oil or flax oil and a splash of balsamic vinegar. I've even brought my own salad dressing within restaurants to covertly accessorize my own salad. Tip 49, when ordering at a restaurant, ask the waiter to put half of your meal into a to-go container before serving it to you. Now, this is one of my very, very best favorite tips, and most people will stuff themselves as they mindlessly eat at a full plate, so this trick allows you to be proactive in managing your calorie intake. Trust me, you won't be hungry after finishing your half serving, and you'll have the next day's lunch already boxed up for you. Tip number 50 is the zero-calorie dessert. Now, when you're craving something sweet for a dessert, pop a fruit-flavored piece of chewing gum into your mouth. Now, the immediate jolt of sweetness will satisfy your craving and actually fool your body into thinking that you're eating something decadent. Keep a piece of gum in your pocket when you go out to a restaurant and have it at the ready for immediately after you finish your dinner so you don't get ambushed by the dessert menu.